Yo, 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 Thought Warriors, what is up? It's I, Van Lathan.
It's me, Rachel Lindsay.
My voice cracked just then when I said Van Lathan.
It's the beet juice.
It is the beet juice. I was drinking some beet juice, trying to get my healthy on. And, you know, Rachel, doing what she always does, she attacked me for it.
Oh, now, y'all know it's the other way around normally. I'm just picky. I'm just a picky. Actually, I didn't attack you. I asked you a question. I said, what are the benefits of beet juice? What does it taste like? I was trying to see if this is something that I could tap into. It's not.
Yeah, but like, you know, it's. You asked me a question in that accusatory way.
Wow.
You know, you could taste.
Wow.
You know, like when it's kind of like a way when a black woman asks a black man
Ooh.
When a black woman asks a black man if he dates black women, that question is never not charged. It's like, do you date black girls?
It doesn't
matter
how
she
says
it. Doesn't matter how she says it. She could say it super nice.
Do people ask you that all the time?
They used to.
Yeah. They used to.
They used to ask me all the time.
I'm trying to think, is it something that I led with in initial conversation? I think so.
Like,
look at me now.
It's true.
Look at me.
Me and Kalika showed up to one place together and they go, man, I didn't know you dated black women. I'm like, what? It's like, what about me? That made me look at me different. Like, what about me says OJ? I don't scream.
Okay. That's Orenthal.
Is this a Cuba Gooding Jr.? I don't think so. Right?
Man. Correct.
Do I have Cuba Gooding Jr.? Am I like Miami, just off the coast of Cuba? You know what I mean? Like, am I 90 miles away from being Cuba? I don't think that's the thing. By the way, shout out to those guys, but that's not my thing. I wonder why. Do you have thoughts?
No, I don't have thoughts. I don't know why somebody came up and said that to you. Because I hate when people do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I think TMZ didn't help it either.
Well, TMZ definitely did. I mean, when they show the newsroom, there's you.
It's me.
And nobody else.
Right. And it's like.
So maybe people just assume.
Yeah.
What's your friend circle look like? You know, people assume stuff like that. They love to assume.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, they think how much of a, Judge Lindsay, real nigga, could you be if you're working in the TMZ newsroom? But they don't know.
It's the Marvel conversations. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the Marvel conversations. What does
like,
that have
you'll,
to do?
You know, like, you'll say, like, oh, I hung out at GameStop. I don't know. It's just like stuff you do. You'll be like, oh, I'm a little nerdy.
Wow.
I don't know.
Are you saying?
I'm just trying to figure out why somebody would come to this conclusion.
Have you ever heard of a blurred?
No.
You know what a blurred is? Blurred.
And I don't like the way you're saying it.
Is a black nerd. So it has nothing to do.
Just the fact that you use that terminology. I don't think that that's a widespread term that's used.
Urban Dictionary anything. I'm saying that I think blurred is a real deal. You know what I mean?
Jackson,
have
you ever heard of blurred?
Jackson, you ever blurred before?
I had not heard of that before.
Isaiah?
Nah.
Trudy?
I'm staying with you, man. I've heard of blurred.
Okay.
Trudy, okay. Black woman.
Would you like to introduce Trudy since you said her name?
Yes, we have a new producer on the show, Trudy. Her name is Trudy Jenkins. She is the blackest of the blackest people that exist. That's why she knew about blurs. Shout out to Trudy, who's going to be.
Do you know Trudy's actual name? Or?
I don't know her actual name. I don't know her last name.
I'm hollering because my last name is not Jenkins.
Yeah.
Joseph.
What is your last name, Trudy? Your last name? Trudy Joseph. That sounds like a spunky private eye. You know what I mean?
He always takes it back to this.
It does. It sounds like a spunky young private eye. Hey, I'm Trudy Joseph and I'm on the case.
Did you know that there's a blurred.com?
Yes. What do you think? Of course I knew.
Okay.
Well, wait. You're saying that you really didn't think that was a thing, that you thought I was making that up?
I thought, yeah. Would it be far-fetched? You have a big imagination.
I do.
I could see you naming yourself. You know what? I'm a blurred, and nobody else is.
No, it's a blurred thing. There's a whole community,
clearly.
A whole community of blurs. You know why?
I guess I didn't fit in.
Because we felt marginalized and ostracized by people like yourself who put us at the
Simply
margins
talked about
of society.
The name.
I'm just saying. We also talked about Snowfall. before this.
Yeah, we were.
And you have not seen Snowfall before.
I have not. And you were telling me this is something I should get into. I asked you how many seasons. Three seasons.
Three seasons. Season four is coming up pretty soon.
Where could I binge?
FX on Hulu. So the FX on Hulu thing. You watch Snowfall. Now, do you know what Snowfall is about?
Snow.
Like how? What do you mean?
Well, it's about snow. And I know, and I've seen the cover art, so black people.
Snow and black people. Like what? But what's happening with them?
I mean, I don't, they're cold. I mean, man, all I'm working with here is a title. And I'm supposed to just make up this whole thing.
Snow is falling.
We talked about this.
We talked about this before the podcast.
All you said was Alaska. And it deals, they're in Alaska. The snow is falling. It's falling really heavy. They're all gathered together and it's about things that happen to them. I'm not here to entertain you.
So that's all you gave me. So this is the funny part. Okay. So before the podcast, you guys, Rachel, who's never seen Snowfall, asked me what Snowfall was about. I just finished watching the first three seasons of Snowfall. I told Rachel that Snowfall was about
lying?
I told Rachel that Snowfall was about a family, a black family that lived in Anchorage, Alaska, that had to huddle together and stay away from the rest of the community as the snow fell. The reason why you saw sunshine in the commercials is because every time the season would end is during the summer and we come back only in the winters. Snowfall is about a drug kingpin named Franklin Saint who lives in Los Angeles is getting his dope from the CIA. And it's called Snowfall because it's cocaine. That's what Snowfall is about. I literally said before the podcast, I'm like, it's about people living in Anchorage, Alaska. It's a black family and everybody's out to get them. And the snowfall is about the snow. And it went unchallenged. Now I know that one of you guys, between Trudy Jackson and Isaiah, knew what Snowfall was really about. Please tell me that one of
Trudy does.
I definitely knew. I didn't know you were gonna do her like this.
Trudy, you are not making a good first impression.
I am so sorry. That is my favorite show, and you are so wrong, Van.
Okay, yeah. Can I just say that first of all, you said it with all seriousness. And all right. I thought, wow, black people in Alaska. That's an interesting concept. I thought, whoa, we're going to really get to know the inner workings of their life, of what it's like for them to live in this forgotten place. Not Alaska, but the way he described it, it was like in a forgotten town. Mm-hmm. So, wow. I will Snowfall. Never believe anything else that you say.
Probably smart. I'm not going to lie.
I'm even sure Jackson was like, huh. I think Jackson asked questions as well.
I didn't know what Snowfall was about. All I've seen is the art and Van's tweets.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The artwork, right.
Wow. The art is beautiful.
The art is great. I said
black people with snow falling.
Black people, snow falling. They live in Alaska.
I don't want to see the show anymore.
Nobody stopped.
You've ruined it for me at this point.
Nobody stopped me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring this up at the top of the podcast and just kind of see. Snowfall, shout out to Eamon Joseph. Shout out to Damson Idris.
You know what? Get on with
shout
the
out to Isaiah. Shout
with
out to everybody, man. You guys, Melody, the whole. Shout out to all of you guys. Rain Edwards, you guys are doing a great job. You guys are doing a great job. Let's take a break.
Come on, Blurred.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower what's next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
All right. One of the dumbest fucking things I've seen in quite some time. I don't care. Everybody can do whatever they want to do, right? Everyone can do whatever they want. I'm not saying that they can't do it, but that doesn't mean that it's not dumb. It just doesn't mean that. And one of the dumbest things I've seen in quite some time is done by rapper Lil Uzi Vert, who reportedly, it's not reported that he did this, it's reported the cost, reportedly, put a $24 million pink diamond in the middle of his head. He got it. He got a piercing on his forehead. And he put a $24 million diamond in the poor forehead. Now, I don't know how you do this. I know that people get piercings in their cheeks and stuff like that. I don't know how you get this diamond implanted in your forehead. I don't know how this works. He says it's 10, almost 11 carats. And he also posted a video or a picture of him later on bleeding out of his head and said that if they try to take it out the wrong way, he could die. I'm sorry, guys. I got to put my old man pants on right now. This is the dumbest fucking thing I've seen in a long, long fucking time, man. This is really, really, really stupid.
Old man pants? Just yeah, old your man. Saying, just your saying pants, man. Mm-hmm. Wait, I have a question for you.
Sure.
I know that snowfall is about drugs, but is it in Alaska?
It's in Los Angeles, Rachel. Okay. It takes place in
That's
LA.
That's the only thing I needed
in
to know.
In and around LA. No.
No.
It doesn't take place in Alaska. Well, what they going to do? No, they're not. It doesn't take place in Alaska.
I just wanted some of it to be right.
It takes
okay.
place in LA. No, everything was okay. made up.
Man, I'm sorry. I'm so, like, I might watch it now. Anyways, I don't even know how to respond to this, man. I don't even know. There's so, Uzi says he spent 3 years paying on this diamond, right? $24 million. And then he said, you know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to stick it in the middle of my head. I don't know if I should be concerned. I don't know if I should laugh. I don't know if I should be upset. I don't know if this is irresponsible. I don't know if I should be mad at the person who actually had the audacity to pierce this into the center of his head. Mm. Is this what the culture is now? Is this where we are as a society? I mean, is he okay? He can't be okay. He said he tweeted he was trying to turn into a diamond. He's not okay.
Know.
I don't want to make accusations about like him not being in the right mind, but he can't be.
I wonder, I guess my question is what's next?
There isn't one.
Yeah. What's next? Look, by the way, Uzi is free to do whatever. It's his body. Free to do whatever he want to do. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not standing behind this fucking shit. This shit is dumb.
He's not okay.
He's walking around with the biggest target. It makes my stomach turn to look at it. He's walking around with a gigantic target on him because he's got this diamond. He's 26 years old. He $24 million on his person wherever he is. Shout out to Freddie Gibbs. Freddie Gibbs posted on his on his Twitter the scene with Thanos grabbing the diamond, the Mind Stone off Vision's head, and says, "When I see Lil Uzi Vert," hilarious. I don't know, man.
He's not okay.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. What I'm concerned because I saw a lot of the kids that look up to Uzi, once again, my old man pants on, saying how dope this is.
Who said that?
Is this going to make people go and start putting diamonds all in their face? I know that some people have diamonds in their face, but this is a big-ass diamond in the middle of his head. Is this what's next? True or false, Rachel? This is what's next.
It can't be. It can't be, Van. It can't be. I need people to understand that he was not 100% there when he decided to put this diamond in his head. He couldn't have been. He couldn't have been all the way there. I don't want to make accusations and say he was on something, but I would venture to say that he was. You know, back in the day when they used to have those commercials that were like, Never mind. I'm not even gonna say it.
No. Why are you not saying it?
I don't know if it's offensive or not.
Say it.
You know, like back in the 80s when they used to be like, this is your brain on drugs.
Right.
And they used to crack the egg and scramble it.
Right.
I feel like you can just replace that with a picture of Uzi.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Just that's it. I mean, I have no words for this. Like, just don't do this, y'all. This can't be cool. It's not okay. The man said that he could possibly die. You saw the blood coming from his head. Like, I'm sure next week it won't be in his forehead.
He says he's been, I think you're wrong. He said he's been paying for the diamond for
3 years.
5 years. 5 years, he said. 5 years.
Put it on something else. Don't you think he ruined the value of the diamond by putting it in his head? That's what I kept thinking too.
The diamond is all natural and that it's going to hold its value. The diamond is only going to go up in value.
No, that something has to be attached to the diamond for it to be in his head. It's got to be hooked on something. So it's taken away its value. It has to.
You know what's funny about commercial? That commercial, your brain on drugs commercial.
The fried egg.
Is that I don't think that commercial was very effective.
No, it wasn't effective.
I know,
man. It just made you hungry.
First of all, it made you want an egg sandwich. That's the first thing. And then secondly, some people want a Friday brains. They're like, oh, shit, you got it? That's what it's going to do to me? You holding? Why can't I get some of that at? Almost every single thing that they tell you, that's how I knew those drug, like when the drug guy would come to school.
Dare.
Yeah, when the dare guy would come to school, they never did a good job of telling you how bad the drugs were. They'd be like, listen, these drugs, you take one hit and you think you can fly right to the moon. Like, people see stars, they see colors. And I'm sitting down, God damn, that sounds kind of lit. Like, when you going to get to the bad part? You know what I mean? I'm telling you guys, one guy ran for 4 days straight. I'm like, that's pretty dope. You know what I mean? That man could go to the Olympics.
And that's why it wasn't effective. Or just say no. Well, what would it? Sure, Nancy. No. Sure, Nancy.
Yeah, you know who I had a conversation with today? We'll Uzi? Move off Uzi. Oh. Not Uzi. Orlando Jones.
The comedian.
He's not a comedian. He's an actor.
Doesn't he do stand-up too?
No.
Do I not have the right Orlando Jones?
You're thinking
Jones? He is a comedian as well as an actor.
Okay, thank you. See, we ain't about to do this
His
again.
Thing literally says an American actor and stand-up comedian.
Thank you.
I got to be real with you. I think that you minimized him by saying
I know he acts as well. I think a comedian wants to be given their credit. He's not just an actor. He's a comedian. It's hard to be a comedian. It's hard to be an actor, too.
You
took it all the way away. I didn't even finish. I said the comedian. You say he's not a comedian. You took that away. You just said Orlando Jones wasn't funny.
No, I didn't say he's funny.
That's
hilarious.
Exactly what you just said.
I'll tell you something else. We talked, and Orlando Jones is a brilliant, brilliant man. We talked today. He wants to come on the podcast and talk about some things that were going on with him and the last season of American Gods and some stuff like that. He's been vocal about some things, but we went through his whole career and we talked about it.
Apparently not.
Well, we did. I mean, look, he talked about the reason why he strayed away from doing comedic roles. He talked about this. Me and Orlando Jones today, we made a connection.
I'm glad you had a conversation. It wouldn't be the show if you didn't name drop. But continue, because I'd love for him.
That's a name drop?
Yes, you're always telling us who you know, who you talk to,
wow.
who follows you, who's in your DMs, which council you sit on.
Wow.
And it's okay. I love it because you bring great people. Your connections bring fantastic people
I'm sorry.
To this podcast.
I'm sorry I don't have amazing friends like Hannah B.
Whoa,
that I could talk.
Whoa,
I'm sorry. Whoa. I'm sorry that, yeah.
That's two strikes in the podcast. Snowfall and Hannah B.
Hannah B. You hang out with Hannah B. Would you like, are you open to a further relationship of hanging out with Hannah B? Are you open to like you and her being friends?
I'm good, man. I'm good. If it was going to happen, it would have already happened. I think we both are cool with the way things are. Stop.
Well, you guys did that video together that passed the torch.
I think everybody was in their respective households when that happened. And I was participating as a whole in unity with the Bachelorettes. It would have looked a certain way if I hadn't. And there's also a reason why that came out later and not in May when it was supposed to, when certain things were said.
I tell you what.
Stop. Come on, Orlando. Orlando's going to be coming on the podcast.
Orlando's going to be coming on the podcast. We're going to be talking to Orlando. But I'll tell you one thing that he's not going to do. I know for sure that he is not going to advocate for getting a $24 million. You know, can I tell you something about this? You guys just watch something happen in real time. You watch something be so dumb that I could not sustain the energy to talk about it. That's really what happened. That's why I brought up the conversation with Orlando. I'm sorry. This is fucking stupid.
Don't apologize for that.
Look, Uzi Vert, I hope you make if you got $1 million, I hope you make $1 billion. If you got $1 billion, I hope you make two, but none for me. Kids, don't go out there and put no diamonds in your head. Somebody gonna smack your face and rip it right out your head. You're gonna be walking around here with a big ass scab in the middle of your forehead and you're gonna be broke. Don't do that. You ain't got no security. Don't put no goddamn diamond in the middle of your head. You're gonna be scabby and broke. Scabby and broke. Take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Oh, I saw something that seemed weird. Did you see that Lamar Odom is going to participate in celebrity boxing? He's going to box Lamar Odom, 6'10", two-time champion with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's going to box Aaron Carter in a celebrity boxing match. Apparently, this is going to happen. Aaron Carter says he grew up street fighting, so he's ready. He's ready to fight Lamar Odom, who is 6'10", I would guess at this point, north of 250, 260 pounds. Aaron Carter, who looks to be around 5'1", probably 13, 14 pounds, is going to fight Lamar Odom in a celebrity boxing fight. And Aaron Carter thinks he's going to win this fight. Says it's going to be a war.
Of course he does. Remember when he thought he beat Shaq too? Remember that song that he had?
That was actually kind of lit though.
No, it wasn't. And he thought he beat Shaq. He didn't. Turned out to be a dream. Listen, you said this is weird. Once again, what is wrong with our society? This isn't weird. This is concerning. You know, one name, Nate Robinson, we saw what happened. And I guess for me, it's so concerning and it's troubling because, again, I'm like, what are we celebrating here? Two troubled individuals who are down and out, and we're going to exploit the fact that they are in need, financial need, because I'm assuming that's the only reason why you would do this, and financial need for our entertainment. It's very like gladiator-like, right? Like it's like we want to see them go at it for our entertainment, right? Lamar Odom has he almost died. What was that? 2019, 2015. Something he had like a stroke. Yeah. I think he's had several strokes and heart attacks since then.
He had 12 strokes, I think, or something like that.
Okay, and then Aaron Carter's struggled with addiction. There was like abuse allegations against some people in his family. That he was abusing them. I mean, like, I don't want to see Aaron Carter and Lamar Odom fight. This is sad. Man, don't you just feel sad for them and what we're trying to celebrate here? Like, I'm not supporting this. I'm not participating in this.
First of all, the fight's probably never going to happen.
Well,
I doubt
it, the fact that it's been announced. The fact that they're thinking that it may happen.
I doubt that it ever happens. But I'll tell you one thing: I'm excited about it.
Oh,
super
man.
Excited about it. Couldn't
you're gonna be
more
front row with the diamond in your head.
And I'll tell you why. We need some revenge for what happened to Nate Robinson.
No, this ain't it.
We need some revenge.
Isn't Floyd
man.
Fighting the other brother?
Nah, they called that shit off. They called it off. We need some revenge for what happened to Nate Robinson.
I think Lamar we're fine.
Lamar Odom, you got a lot on your plate right now, bro. You got to go in here and whoop this straw up.
And what if he doesn't?
If Lamar Odom gets beat the fuck up by Aaron Carter, he can't come back outside no more. That's not going to happen.
So how does this help Lamar? He's going to go right, he's going to spiral right back to the place 6'10",
he was. Put this man in a jab and call it a night. Like the guy, the big southpaw.
I don't know.
Aaron Carter might be
nimble. He might be quick.
I'm not saying Aaron Carter a hoe. He looked like he could fight.
Not what I said.
He looked like, I mean, I'm not saying Aaron Carter looked like he didn't have some hard living. I'm not going to say he looked like he can fight, but he looked like he didn't have some hard living. He probably down. But the reality is that I'd say Lamar Odom is the clear favorite here. And look, I understand that, you know, this looks bad, especially it looks bad for Lamar Odom, who, like I said, two-time NBA champ, to be like doing this, because the celebrity boxing thing in this way, it signifies something. It doesn't just, it means something. It means that you're at a certain point in your life and your career when you do
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
Not in the way that Jake Paul and them did it. That's different. Jake Paul is known for doing stuff on YouTube and this type of stuff. But to get in the middle of this fight, it means something. Having said that, man, Lamar, man, put some on his ass, Lamar.
No.
Man, Lamar, put some
He's
on his
troubled.
Ass.
He's troubled. These are two. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to support it.
Rachel, the culture is 0-1 in celebrity boxing fights.
Oh, we started with Nate Robinson?
We started
that
with Nate Robinson
first,
in celebrity
that's
boxing.
That's not the first. That's not the first celebrity boxing
it's, but
match.
But it's the first one that really matters. Come on, keep it a buck. It's the first one that really matters. It's the first one that we really watched and kind of got behind.
Because we had to. We were trying to watch Tyson and Tyson and Roy Jones.
I know,
that's
but
why.
I was interested
otherwise,
in seeing that.
Otherwise, I would have never watched it.
I think the Jake Paul Nate Robinson fight was a bigger draw for me. I care more about that one than I did about Tyson and Roy Jones. Tyson and Roy Jones, I've seen a lot of those guys. It was interesting, but I would have tuned in if it was Jake Paul and Nate Robinson just as much. You don't think so?
No, you're part of the problem.
Look, the culture is 0-1. We need to get to 1-1 here. We need to get to 500 is what we need. And so...
Not with them. Can we pick somebody else? Who do we want to see? Who do we want to see?
Like a black-white matchup? You want to start
a race
war? Let's do it.
Well, they already did.
Ooh, Militant Rage? Militant Rage, they already did.
Big Rage.
Let's see. Who would we want to see? If it wasn't going to be these two guys, who would we want to see? Who would
like
we want to see?
Like somebody who...
I get what
not
you mean.
All the way down like Lamar and Aaron, but not at the top of their game.
Okay. So this is the dream celebrity fight.
Okay.
Representing Vanilla Village.
Okay.
He has several past incidents of blatant racism, but went on to a successful movie career. He's even played a boxer representing Vanilla Village. Marky Mark.
He's too big.
He comes out there all shredded.
He's too big.
The whole nine like that, like the whole situation. Mark Wahlberg. Think about it. He's actually lived it before.
He's too big.
Been out there doing it. Mark Wahlberg. All right, now.
Mine would be Vanilla Ice.
No, hell no. What?
It can't be somebody's at the top.
No.
We don't like Vanilla. He was performing at the Trump of
Mar-a-Lago. No.
Yep, Vanilla Ice for the white folks.
I'm not watching.
Think about
that,
it. He comes out to Ice Baby. He's got the Ninja Turtles behind him. They're singing
Ninja
Turtles
not supporting that.
They did. No. They did back then.
They
didn't. They're singing ninja, ninja, no. Ninja. The ninja. You know, you know the dance.
I love it. Go, 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 go. Like, the Ninja Turtles not supporting that. Why are you throwing the Ninja Turtles under the bus like that? The Ninja Turtles are not going to support that. Like, they're not supporting that at all. They're not at this. At this, the Ninja Turtles, if anything, the Ninja Turtles with us.
Listen, in the 90s, they were with Vanilla Ice.
So, and a lot of times, people was with Trump. Like, but the Ninja Turtles is different. That's, let's see.
Other corner.
Other corner. Other corner. See, the other corner is tough, right?
It is tough. Who we gonna put out there?
Right, the other corner is tough.
It's one of our own.
Let me think. Who's going to be on our side of it? Who could fight? Okay, so we need the matchup. So if the matchup is Vanilla Ice, then it's got to be MC Hammer.
That's it?
If the matchup is going to be Vanilla Ice,
that's it.
Then it's got to be MC Hammer. MC that's Hammer. It? And let me tell you something right now. MC Hammer would beat the dog shit out of Vanilla Ice, because Hammer is so underrated and so underappreciated. Even in this culture, Hammer was the biggest star out there, the most gigantic, and put on for his city. Hammer is culture. And
agreed.
Hammer could fight. They talk about stories about Hammer from back in the day, and Hammer could fight. Hammer would beat the hell out of Vanilla Ice. Let's do this right here. This is the fight I want to see. So let's look. Hammer don't need it, by the way, because Hammer making a whole bunch of money out there in tech.
Is he?
Hammer got a lot of bread. Hammer didn't bounce back. Hammer didn't shoot back. Let's see. Hammer is, how old is MC Hammer?
Got to be in his 50s.
Well, yeah, definitely in his 50s. You know what I'm saying?
I think Vanilla is. Okay, you look up him. I'm looking up Vanilla.
Let me see.
MC Vanilla. Hammer. Vanilla.
Vanilla Ice. MC Hammer is 58.
Wow.
I would guess that Vanilla Ice is either like 49 or 50, probably like early 50s. You know what I mean? So I would say that.
He's 53. This is perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect matchup.
Perfect matchup.
They could fight and be their own halftime performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Intermission. Intermission.
Oh. And once again, Hammer would dance Vanilla Ice under the table. We found it. That's what we want to see. If the coach is going to get even, well, first of all, we're going to get even because Lamar Odom is going to put Aaron Carter in a jab. jab. But I think that's a better one. I'm into that. Oh, Rachel, how does it feel to belong to a gender of hypocrites?
That's really how you're going to start off this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to start talking about how sorry your gender is?
I'm calling women out.
Go ahead. I can't wait for your DMs.
Women.
Don't generalize. Don't generalize.
How about this? Not all women.
Okay.
But the women on Twitter.
Okay.
Have certainly acted extremely hypocritical surrounding the nudes of Trey Songz. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Trey Songz, there was a video that dropped of Trey Songz.
Allegedly
of Trey Songz. It was a sex tape.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now the video was floating around on the timeline. Okay. The video was out there. I saw it on the timeline. I'm not gonna lie. Did you see the video, Rachel?
I did.
You did. All right. Obviously, the video was going to make women go crazy because it didn't look like a video of two people having sex. It looked like there was a brown elephant in the video. It was like a big trunk. It looked, you know what I mean? It looked like, I thought it was a brown elephant in the video. I'm like, is this Natural Geographic? It was like an elephant trunk on this poor lady's face. Like what? Like it's, I felt bad for her. I was like, that's what you got to do. That's the whole thing. I feel bad when I,
She
looked like he was having a good time.
No, I'm just saying, she didn't look like you needed to feel sorry for her. She looked like she was didn't.
She looked like she
having,
I mean, she
a good
was,
time.
She was doing her thing. But you could clearly see this woman's face. Clearly see this woman's face.
Has she been identified?
I don't know if she's been. How could you? You couldn't see past it. How? I mean, you could see parts of her face. You could see the outline of her face.
Sure.
So yeah, that's probably why she hadn't been, you know, the whole deal. But this is what I'll say. I'll say the reaction to this was, oh, Lord, we love Trey Songz. Trey, who now has an OnlyFans and stuff like that. And that's to be expected, right? But when analyzing this and you think about how the leaking of somebody's nudes, revenge porn itself, or things of this nature are handled when they're, imagine if that wasn't Trey Songz. Because this has happened before with women. It's happened before that they've had their situations. And it's a huge, huge, big outcry about how upsetting it is to have your personal business put out there on the internet. And I did not see that same energy on Twitter. It seemed as if it was taken as a light, laughing matter. The ladies loved it. Besides the fact that a woman's privacy was clearly violated to the degree that we know that it was, it didn't seem like there was any, hey, you guys, stop sharing this. This is somebody's personal and intimate moments. Does Trey Songz and the woman, do they not get that?
Well, I don't think Trey Songz cares. So why are you trying to flip it on my gender? Let's go ahead and flip it back on yours. Because I saw equal 50-50 where some people had a problem with the fact that this video was out here and the way that, women were responding. Like they were running to get to Trey Songz as soon as possible, listening to his music, excited over what they saw. I saw an equal amount of women that were upset. But I want to flip it back on your gender.
Flip it back.
Trey Songz seemed to be relishing in the idea that this video is allegedly him. Not one time relish. Did he take up. Yes, relish. Not one time did he take up for, did he say, he doesn't have to admit that it's him. But he has been posting videos, photos, and announced an OnlyFans in light of this rather than saying, you know what? You know, like, I'm not saying it is me or it's not. It is me or it isn't. But at the end of the day, whoever it is, we need to respect the privacy. There's a woman that's involved that, as far as we know, did not consent for this video to be out here. Instead, right. He's posted with juvenile music in the background, talking about how big his nuts are. He's putting his hands in his pants. Nuts. Looking at the camera. He's enjoying it. And this is coming off the heels of a man who allegedly has been involved in situations where he's been derogatory towards women, where women have accused him of being held against their will. Keke Palmer has her own story that she's been vocal about. And somehow we seem to look past that and give Trey Songz a pass because he looks good now in more than one place.
Who is the we?
Women.
Okay,
or
so
man,
you're
or
not...
Man. Even am I not wait, even wait, my
wait,
man
wait,
too?
Wait. So you're not talking about my gender, then you're talking about your own.
Well, I'm saying, but well, I'm sure it's not just women who were excited to see that picture. Okay. There are men who probably were excited to see it as well.
Yeah.
I mean, not picture, video.
By percentage, of course, there are going to be some men.
So, you know, but I'm just saying, though, that yes, there are women who are at fault for the information that they were or the stuff they were putting on Twitter. But you also got to fault Trey Songz in this. He could have handled it completely in a different way, but instead he played into it and got a pass from it from those women that were supporting it. I have a problem with that. It'd been different if he did way too much playing into it. All for the OnlyFans.
So he had started the OnlyFans since before this.
Okay, well, I didn't know he had one until now. Right. But now it's promotion. It's free promotion.
Did you subscribe?
I'm not subscribing to any OnlyFans.
This is toxic femininity at its worst.
Okay.
It's actually not.
It's misogyny. It's misogyny. The way
can I be honest with you? Everything in life is misogyny. That plant right there is misogyny. I'm sure. See my plant right there, right, Oscar? I love Oscar. If we go through Oscar's life as a plant, in some kind of way, misogyny has something to do with why Oscar's there. Misogyny just fills up it's the cracks in between everything. It's the whole thing. So there's definitely misogyny, and we need to check it whenever we see it. And if you're checking it right now with Trey Songz, I'm on your side. If you're saying that Trey Songz should have been better,
but you're enjoying the fact that you can flip it now.
I'm not enjoying the fact, really.
Should we go back to your intro?
No, look, I'm not enjoying this. I'm saying to me, first of all, every time we do this, it's really to no end. Because what difference does it make or not women had some fun with it? Because the reality is that misogyny and sexism and all of that stuff just doesn't affect men the way it affects women. Cool. However, It is still worth noting that in this particular instance, there was no moral high ground to be had. Most of the people that were talking about this were talking about either that young lady's performance, and kudos to her, or they were talking about anatomical gifts that Trey Songz may or may not have. And so my thing is, if in fact there is some lady somewhere who is like, damn, all my business is out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have to think about her? Isn't that Absolutely. The way that it works? Yeah, you think so. I just didn't see as much as that. This is all I'm saying.
Yeah,
I expected more. Men are definitely disgusting. I gotta be honest with you. And this is so unfair, but sometimes I expect more from women, man.
I can see that. I can see why you would say that. I think that, and I will agree with you on this, even that what the outrage that I did see was more so in comparison to Chloe Bailey, and not why are we not concerned about this woman's identity? It's like nobody.
What about Chloe Bailey?
Well, they were just saying just last week, you guys were upset at Chloe being provocative, or you feeling like she was being too provocative in her Instagram. But now women are running to go talk about Trey Songz. And how big he is, and are relishing in that.
Wow.
So I'm saying is that what I didn't see, though, is anyone, to your point, saying, hey, what about this woman that's involved here? We don't even know if she consented to this. We don't know, we don't know anything about her. And nobody is speaking up for her on her behalf.
So here's the thing. Number one, this was all probably planned in some way. So
I 100% agree.
This was most likely planned. So I can't speak on behalf of this woman. I don't know who she is, but most likely this was all part of a larger thing, to get people, amped up about an OnlyFans account or something like that. I can't, but until you know something like that, you can't say about whether or not somebody consented to have a moment like that all over the internet. And I will say something else about you. You've been preoccupied this entire segment. I've seen it. You've used the term relish twice. And I know why you're thinking about relish, because you're thinking about sausage. You're thinking about sausage. I've never heard you say relish before. You've said it twice.
I'm sorry. Can I not use a new word?
Relish. Like, well, the mustard's off the hot dog now, man. But look, we're talking about this, but you do hope that nobody's life, the lives don't have to get destroyed for a viral internet moment. And I know that the ladies wanted to have some fun. And to be honest with you, it makes total sense. I'm not about to be holier than thou. I will tell you this. I actively now, in my old age, try to not watch leaks of things if I can. Like if a woman's news leaked, I just despise the whole revenge porn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I despise the idea of somebody being naked against their will on it, the whole thing. But I'm not going to lie and act like it doesn't happen. Of course it happens. Things are out there.
Well, and I mean, in this situation, I saw that Trey Songz was trending. So I'm like, well, what is he trending for?
And then you click it, and then you see
the video. So it's like, I wasn't necessarily like all like running in my Instagram trying to figure out, see what the video looked like, because I knew the details of it.
All right. There it is. Rachel, she loved it. Trey, the whole nine. Everybody seen Rachel's True Colors. Let's take a break real quick.
This episode is brought to you by Hyundai. You could be doing anything this week, right? You've got work, errands, friends, and a whole lot of fun in between. That's why the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the capable SUV that's built for your life. With premium interiors, available wireless charging, and room for your whole cargo and crew. Okay, Hyundai. Visit HyundaiUSA.com to learn more about the all-new 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe.
All right, Kiki Wyatt. If you guys don't know, Kiki Wyatt is a big-time singer from back in the G. She's still doing her thing right now. She was on a reality show for a long time. I think she was
Which one?
There was an R&B Divas show, I think she was on.
Okay.
Kiki Wyatt for a long time. Beautiful voice. Beautiful woman. She was popping. It was Kiki Wyatt and Avant.
That's right.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that era?
Oh, yeah.
Where's Avant? What's Avant up to right now?
I saw him in concert once.
Did
He's
you?
He's great.
I wonder about
And it
these
was
people.
One of those, I happened to walk in and he was on stage. Not like I paid money to go see Avant.
I love how you felt the need to clarify that you didn't go to the Avant concert.
But I didn't spend money.
I wonder about these guys. Like, where are they? Like, where's Avant? Do you remember Rome? Do you remember him? Rome?
Yeah, but he was like a one-hit wonder.
Was he? Was Rome wasn't around? I fuck with Rome.
Name two Rome songs.
I can't name one.
Exactly.
Rome song, but I remember Rome.
Oh, you can't
Rome.
Name one.
Nah, I remember Kiki Wyatt and Avant had my first night with you? No, what was it?
My first what love.
My first love. It was my first love. My first love, and that was the whole thing. So
my first night with you is Monica.
Oh my bad.
I think it's Monica. No,
I'm sorry. Okay, all right. So Kiki Wyatt, she ruffled some feathers. She is biracial, which, by the way, I never knew until now.
I knew she was biracial.
I didn't know it. Didn't know it. She talked about some things. She was on with Milan Christopher, who was on Love and Hip Hop.
Yes.
And Christopher was talking about, Milan Christopher was talking about how Black Americans, I'm reading this, have been segregated, persecuted, hunted down, killed, and stolen from, and humiliated. Then Kiki Wyatt rolled her eyes. All thanks to our friends at the Grio. And interrupted him and said, so have Mexicans and other people, honey. Black people are not the only ones that have gone through that. Kiki said that other races have suffered, including mixed race people, which she is one of them. Rachel! Kiki is doing her thing!
Is she?
She is.
She's talking. She's running her mouth.
She's doing her thing. What are your thoughts on Kiki's POV?
I mean, listen, it's not the first time somebody in the... I don't even want to say that she's... You have to understand what you're working with when it comes to Kiki. If you don't all know already, she has been previously asked, what do you identify as a Black woman? And she said, I'm a woman. Well, that tells me all you really need to know right then and there. The question is simple. Do you identify as Black? She said, I'm a woman. And then she went on to say she's only 25% Black. So if you're not identifying as a Black woman, then you need to be quiet about what Black women and Black people go through. That's how I feel. You want to specify that you're Black and Native American and you're white. That's fine. That's what you're made of. But then don't go speak on Black issues. And I mean, I didn't even know this about Kiki. I knew she was biracial. I thought she was half and half, but I didn't realize how much she has distanced herself when she speaks about being a Black woman. She basically says she is not that. I didn't know that her mother was white and that she grew up with her mother, her white mother, saying the N-word. And her mother told her, that is okay to say, because when you're saying the N-word, you're just talking about an ignorant person. So it's not related to a specific race. If that's the mentality that you had growing up as a child, that's what your mother taught you, then no wonder you're loose at the lips and saying these kinds of things right now. Your mother didn't teach you, because she couldn't teach you, the history of the N-word and how deep that runs and how the hatred that's behind that word, or as you said on this podcast, Van, the violence behind that word. Your mother told you it wasn't race specific. It's just a stupid person. That's what we're dealing with Kiki. Kiki grew up in a household where her mother told her she couldn't watch the mini TV series, I should say, Roots. So like, that's why so anything that comes out of Kiki's mouth, I'm not listening anymore. Stop asking Kiki Wyatt questions about being Black, Black culture, Black issues. She has proven once again that she is not for us, by us, none of that. None of that. She's a woman. Ask her gender-specific questions.
Gender-specific questions for Kiki Wyatt. Obviously, Kiki, in my opinion, has everything all fucked up. Look, she said later on, you know, I'm a nice person, but when you bring the nigga out of me, honey, it come out. So obviously,
and called herself Shaquita.
Shaquita, yeah, all of that stuff. Look, here's the thing. It's a racist trope to talk about what other people have gone through as a result of their experience in America. I don't minimize what anybody else has gone through. There were millions and millions and millions and millions of indigenous people living here in America, north of the Rio Grande, before the arrival of the Europeans. You know, now there aren't. Now there's somewhere in the 100,000s, maybe a little bit more. This is not meant to inflame or insult any of the indigenous people that listen to this podcast. We really appreciate your support. It is to say that atrocity and degradation doesn't, nobody has a cultural ownership on that. And because it's my respect for that fact that I don't mute people when they're talking about it. So because I respect what Black Americans have gone through, if I'm speaking to someone who is native to this continent and they talk to me about their experiences culturally, the repression, some of the ways they've been removed and stripped and erased, it's the respect that I have for what my people have overcome that connects me to what they're trying to convey, right? It's the fact that I get it. I understand what that means. Okay. The thing that makes you say, turn the page to somebody that's talking to you like that is a belief that, or not necessarily a belief, an inability to connect to what it is that they're talking about. An inability to humanize what it is they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Shut up real quick. Everybody has it tough. Well, it's not your job to sort of legislate like who can talk about what. You don't fix those rules. Like, why would you want someone to not discuss or articulate their condition?
Right.
Where does that come from? That comes from white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's entrenched white supremacy. That comes from, why are you complaining? Everybody has a heart. Get out. I didn't do nothing to you. Right? And it shows me that Kiki White is aligned with whiteness, not just not blackness. She's aligned with whiteness in a very intimate way, which in a way makes sense. Her mom is white. Her mom is, for better or worse, there are some out there that believe you can fuck your way into the Black culture, or that you can hip hop your way into the Black culture, or that you can even study your way into the Black culture. Well, I have a degree in African American studies from Harvard, and then I was around.
Which is how she talks about her mother.
Right. So, and so those people believe that that rubber stamps in to come in and start spreading shit around. It just doesn't. It doesn't. And even if it did, it wouldn't mean that your perspective was any more valid than anybody else's. So when Milan Christopher is talking about his experiences as a Black person in this country, what makes you want to silence him? Right. See, because that's not just ignorant. It's dangerous. And it's pernicious. There's something which, you know, dangerous and pernicious are basically the same thing, but I'm trying to be smart here, you guys. But it's something deeper than that. And really, this is a, you know, not to take anything away from Kiki Wyatt, but she's not like first on the bill of people whose opinion on this kind of stuff matters. But it is interesting, and I think warrants conversation to just explore the reasons why someone might say something like that or feel triggered enough to take that stand, right?
Yeah.
There was something that offended her about what it is he was saying. And I kind of don't get it. Like, I think I understand it, but you would think that after this amount of time existing in within the realms of this culture that she'd have picked up on it.
I don't think she thinks she has to, because she speaks out of both sides of her mouth, because in her mind, she's like, but I am Black, and she's a percentage of Black, but I'm also white. So she feels like she can give you both perspectives. Like, I understand. I'm not saying I agree with, but I understand why this has been, this thought process and this line of thinking has been ingrained in her mind. It started at a very young age when you just listen to her talk about how she grew up, talk about her mom, talk about how her mom was involved in Black culture. And she feels that she is entitled to speak both sides and can do them both well because she's both. That's to me how she comes across. And so then she's frustrated because she's like, you know what? I understand both sides. And that's why you see her rolling her eyes. I am Black. I am Native American. I am white. So as if she is well-versed to be able to speak about every single group. And that's not the case.
Well, you know what just dawned on me is when someone's talking to her and they're talking about what white people have done to black people or mm-hmm. white supremacy, she might be taking that personally because she identifies.
No, she is. Identifies,
right, and she doesn't want, you know what I want to do? I think that, yeah, Rachel, I know you're shaking your head. Yeah, 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 I think we have to.
No.
Rachel, I think we have to. I think we have to formally invite either Kiki Wyatt or her mother onto this podcast, or maybe both of them.
Definitely not her mother.
Well, this fascinates me because it...
Why is that fascinating to you?
It fascinates me because I didn't grow up... the way I grew up, that the only... In Baton Rouge, the only thing worse than being a nigger was a nigger lover. So if you... As wrongheaded as they were sometimes, the white women that had slept with black men and were pushing around in Piggly Wiggly carts with kids hanging off of them with curly hair and light skin, they had to caucus with us.
Yes.
They had to. Because the rejection that they suffered on behalf of white society, especially growing up like that, was fucking palpable. You could feel the hatred that people would look
at. But she says this.
I know, but it to me, there seems to be, and I'm not saying I knew a ton of these women, so maybe maybe there's something, there's a gap in my thinking here, but it seems like Kiki Wyatt and her mom are othering black people. It doesn't feel like that to you?
Black people?
Othering black people. Oh. Saying I don't know. It's unfamiliar to see how someone doesn't understand that, and I'm curious.
I don't think it's that she doesn't understand it. She's truly what she's saying is all lives matter, and that's what I take from this conversation, because she's like, I get that you're black and you're oppressed, but I went through a lot of oppression as a biracial person, and my mom went through oppression as a white person because she married a black man. That's what she's saying.
Oppression from whom? She's talking about oppression from black people?
She's talking about oppression from white people, I believe, from what I've read. So she's like, my mom grew up in all black neighborhoods. My mom could cornrow hair. This is what she was, this is the kind of stuff that she was saying.
My mom could cornrow hair.
She said that. Yes, she said that. So she was trying to basically prove to us how in the culture her mom is. So she is saying, why do you keep talking about being oppressed? I was oppressed too with my 25% blackness, and my mom was, and she's all the way white. So it's like, I don't even want to invite that side. I know where she's coming from. I still think it's ignorant.
Mm. All right. Well, we'll see. I'm interested in talking to all people who don't make any fucking sense. And Kiki Wyatt and her mom, you guys are not making any fucking sense right now. Milan, Christopher, keep doing what you're doing.
She can come. Tell Shaquita to come on. That's her alter ego, I guess. That's what she said.
I'm going to be real with you right now. It seems like you're calling her hands right now. It seems like you calling her, because you do this a lot. It seems like you calling her hands. It seems like you want smoke.
I invited Shaquita on the podcast.
It seems like you want smoke.
You invited Kiki Wyatt.
It seems like you want smoke. Once again, shout out to my natives, my indigenous people. They had a way of making signals. They wanted smoke. It seems like you want some of that smoke. We'll give you the smoke, Rach. I can't wait. We haven't had that moment yet where you just bombed on somebody.
Where you have.
Because we haven't had the right guest. I'm telling you right now that I really think in an intellectual way that I'm willing to parse apart why that might be a thing. I think it's interesting, but we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. Stay tuned. Maybe she'll be here.
Okay. Look, I'm not going to go through a whole full-throated sort of recap of The Bachelor. I'm just going to go ahead and go straight to it. First of all, I like the fact that the bullies got what was coming to them.
Yeah. Yeah. He cleaned house.
He cleaned house of the bullies. That had to happen. What was her name? Anna?
Anna.
I don't want to... Skeletor. Had to get out of here. Had to go back to Snake Mountain. Okay? I'm glad that he cleaned house. It was good to see. Low weenie rating on this show.
Okay. All right. You were a fan of him this week. Low weenie rating.
So yeah, he was pretty cool on this show. Okay? So... Normally, we say the weenie rating is the Matt James weenie roast. It's normally up to 5 weenies that he could get. He would have only had 0.5 weenies on this show.
Okay.
Let me tell you why he's getting 3. Okay? The reason why he's...
you were a fan.
The reason why he's getting 3 is because of you.
What?
You brought Matt James on Extra. Okay. And you allowed him to do the most weenest, cleanest to weenest thing that he has done again. You made him dance again.
Can I defend myself?
And he
myself?
Was horrible again. Why would you weenie him like that?
Can I defend myself? So
please do.
I did not come on to Extra into that interview with intentions to weenify Matt. I was trying to Tosh.0 him, right? I was trying to give him his redemption moment, right? Did you watch Tosh.0? Mm-hmm. Like, I was giving him the opportunity to redeem himself. You know how he has those segments. So I thought, here's an opportunity for him to redeem himself. If you caught the full interview, which they didn't show, I said, Matt, I'm disappointed. We got to talk about this. This ain't great. What happened? I feel like this was very Gen Z of you. You could have done this with Maggie. And he goes, no. I killed that hoe. Oh, so you're doubling down. He said, if I had had music, I would have killed that hoe. I said, okay, Matt, well, if that's how you feel, let's do it again. I'll get up and do it with you. And then due to legal issues, we couldn't play the song. So once again, Jesus, he sat Christ. In silence.
Couldn't play the song. So he
doesn't get it. He doesn't get that he was in on that. He was the joke. He does not understand that.
So your name is Oscar Ferdinand Meyer. Because you invented a weenie.
Okay. I didn't invent it.
That's the guy who founded the first. Where do you think Oscar Meyer was founded? Do you know this?
I would say 1942.
1859.
Wow. Before slavery?
In Germany. Oh. Before, pre-slavery. By a couple of years there. Pre-slavery.
But
before
Germany.
Slavery.
But
yeah.
Germany.
But you weenied him.
Other before than the that, end of slavery is what I should say.
I know, but you weenied him. It was kind of a pretty blah episode besides that, to be honest with you. It wasn't much going on. You know what I mean?
You'll probably have more of those as they start to focus on the love story, but preview show, a girl's coming back. You mentioned Hannah B. earlier on the podcast, Hannah B.'s best friend.
Hannah
rolled
B.
Rolled up to the show. Why?
Hannah C.? So look, but that's somebody that Matt used to like, right? They used to date or something like that?
No, not at all. That's not the case. She's just from Bachelor World and wanted to be on his season. She has no friends. She has no friends. Real friend wouldn't let you do that.
Wow. Once again, more shade for her. You're not trying to fight her, but you give her the shade. All right. mailbag time. Let's get it.
Okay. From Janet Gardner. How would your siblings describe you in 3 words?
Oof.
Hyper.
Siblings, okay.
Hyper. Annoying. Aloof.
Okay. Ooh, uh-huh. Aloof. That's a good one. Yeah. Sensitive. Confrontational. And wild.
Interesting. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Jackson, next question.
From Corinne Cole Bauer. If you could give a TED talk on anything, what would it be?
if I could give a TED talk on anything, what would it be? The
MCU. I feel
MCU.
Like you have a list of this in your notes.
Nah, it would really be about the MCU.
The MCU? I'm so happy I know what that means now.
Yeah, it would be about the importance of myths in culture building. Why stories of superheroes galvanize us so much and inspire us so much. It would be about the importance of that. That's what I would talk about. What about you?
And the subtitle would be Blurds.
Blurds.
Would you like to tell people what MCU stands for? Because not everybody knows. Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Hey.
I know that now. Honorary Blurred.
Honorary Blurred.
Oh, what would I speak about? I would talk about, you know, when I do talk to like college students, I talk about what I wish somebody would have told me when I was in their seat. Uh-huh. And I feel like I always was doing what people wanted me to do and living somebody else's life. So I would speak on whose life are you living? And I would talk from that perspective.
Hell yeah.
That's good, right?
Last question.
Do you guys want another describe yourself but differently, or do you want a food question?
Food.
from DeAndre Vallejos. Apologies, DeAndre, for mispronouncing your name last time.
Oh, by the way, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about DeAndre. DeAndre's boyfriend got at me.
No.
Because DeAndre is one of our most loyal listeners.
I know that.
And a mailbag veteran. And you wrote her name as DeAndre. Yeah.
I know that.
And I said DeAndre, and her boyfriend hit me like, yo, like, why you coming at my girl like DeAndre?
I like him.
She got mad at me. She came at me too.
Yeah, well, get this shit right.
I mistyped it. I mistyped in the docs. That's why I'm apologizing, formally apologizing, DeAndre. I apologize.
If we had merch, we would send you something, DeAndre.
She's back, though, from DeAndre Vallejos. What's your favorite breakfast food?
Bake pancakes.
Okay. Cinnamon toast.
Cinnamon toast. I've never actually had real cinnamon toast.
Oh, my mom used to make it for us every
day. How do you make it?
Okay, so you get the bread. Uh-huh. Wheat. You can't do white because it gets too soggy on the back.
Yeah.
Wheat bread.
That's true.
You put the butter. And then she had already mixed the cinnamon sugar together. So it's 1 spoonful of cinnamon, 2 spoonfuls of sugar. That's the recipe. Shake it up, you sprinkle it on, and then you broil it. Mm, and then you get it just burnt enough to where the edges start to burn. It's so good.
I'm not going to lie. That sounds like some real niggerish shit. I'm not going to lie. It seemed like it was that seemed like I've never had it. I know that that's something that people do, but what we would do, what my dad would make syrup sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. My mom loved those.
Yeah, I see what I'm saying. That seemed like some real.
They come from humble beginnings. You know what I mean? That and my mom, you know, she grew up inner city Houston. My dad grew up on a farm. So, you know, like they were creative with it. And it's my favorite breakfast food.
Really?
Favorite.
Just straight up carbs on carbs. Mm. Cinnamon bread. I'm going to try to make some cinnamon toast. Nope. All right. That's enough for mailbag. Rachel, do you have an unexpected ally of the week?
Yes, I do. My unexpected ally of the week is Ulta Beauty. You ever been in an Ulta before?
I have. There's one right next to the Target here in West Hollywood.
Okay. So Ulta created a new position for Tracee Ellis Ross, your girl.
Yeah.
She is going to be the new diversity and inclusion advisor. So part of this initiative is that they are going to they're promising to have Black-owned brands, and they're promising to invest $4 million in marketing for these brands. And then they're going to have a $20 million larger campaign to reach out to customers of color and other underrepresented communities. Then they're also going to institute a training program so their in-store staff can better accommodate people of color in their stores. And Tracee Ellis Ross is going to be the advisor for this. That's pretty cool.
That is amazing.
So I will be shopping at Ulta now, probably over Sephora. Shout out to Ulta Beauty. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My unexpected ally of the week is all the Clubhouse listeners. Because the way they've been hanging on the nuts of Elon Musk, not all the people on Clubhouse, but so many people on Clubhouse have been hanging on the nuts of Elon Musk, riding his goddamn nuts, riding it. You're like, riding his nut wagon. You know what I mean? So many people have been doing it that it's finally run me off Clubhouse.
Whoa.
I had some of the shout out Royce59, Glass Malone, Bishop Brigante, Just Blaze, Miles Jones, the whole crew.
There he goes, y'all.
We were running rooms on Clubhouse. We had some of the best rooms, and they still got some of the latest rooms. Go into all of those rooms over there, the Monday Meetups crew. Shout out to all of them. But I just can't do it. The nut slalom riding down the Milky Mountain of Elon Musk's nuts. Dodging pubic hairs like they're trees on a ski slope. I can't fucking handle it.
I don't get it.
I can't handle the dick riding. I can't.
I don't understand how you can even get addicted to Clubhouse. Maybe I'm not doing it right. I don't understand how you're that distracted by all the Elon Musk rooms that it's bothering your time. Clubhouse.
It's just, I didn't do these rooms. I'm just sick of the whole thing. Shout out to Club. By the way, Clubhouse is great. You guys, go do your Clubhouse things. I have no money in Clubhouse. I'm not dissing anybody on Clubhouse. We're all in the pandemic trying to figure out the best way to pass the time and still connect with people. If Clubhouse is that for you, is that for you? Elon Musk fucking ruined Clubhouse for me.
Is he in the chat rooms? Or are they just about
him? He was in one.
Okay.
And, you know, he just ruined it for me. I've had some of the most fun on some of these Clubhouse rooms. People have solved problems. People have aired out grievances, all of that. But now it's like, you think Elon Musk gonna bring Pac back from the dead? It's like stupid shit. It's like dumbass. Get off that nigga nuts. You know what? That's it. It's over. Podcast done. Like I can't. I'm getting triggered. Okay. Like,
wow. Like,
I'm getting triggered. I'm getting triggered.
Triggered. Go ahead. Do your closing.
I'm getting triggered. Thank you, Rachel. Okay, guys. That's it for us. Take your thinking caps off, but do not stop learning. I'm Van Lathan.
I'm Rachel Lindsay.
We out.